And now on Dennington Discussions, we have the first part of a conversation with Joan Fisher.
This is the first side of the first tape, recorded on Sunday the 28th of February 1999 at Quinquay House, New Street, Deddington in Oxfordshire, England. The recording is being staged by Mary and Colin Robinson, and you should hear the voices of four long-term Deddingtonians whom I shall ask to identify themselves.
A Women's Institute thing, is it?
Yeah, it was the one we did the Pied Piper at.
No, I didn't do the Pied Piper.
You didn't. That was Mrs.
Smith.
Yeah, Miss Smith.
That's Miss Loveday.
Yeah.
When was this? Is this in the 1930s?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Mabel Godfrey, isn't it?
Yes.
Mabel Jilks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've got it. Yes, it is.
I'm just poking my head round there.
Yeah.
And there's Mona Deely and
yes,
Joan Deely,
yeah,
mm-hmm. Laurie Skidmore, Elsie Bignold.
Oh, yeah.
Sybil Harper, that used to live in one of these cottages.
Yes, I know. Yes.
What have I got here?
There's Mary.
Now, what sort of...
Gladys.
You tell us where we might be. What
do
sort
you
of
feel
question?
Happier?
Where's Gladys, there?
Your hands on the table leaning forward. Is that telling you you feel happier?
I suppose you would.
Yes,
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 I think so.
Yeah.
Let's put that there so I don't fiddle.
I'm not on there.
Just
yeah, quite. We certainly need to, strict questions.
Are we there?
Yes, we do.
I don't know.
Oh, there's Marjorie Thingabob.
Oh, I don't know that.
Who's that?
You see, it's going to be very unstructured if we're not careful.
Yes, I've probably got some questions down here, but I think just getting level.
There's you.
That's
not the one with Tony Scrooge on.
No,
I thought
isn't.
It was. Oh, no, it was, what's his name?
No,
Shepherd.
That's Shepherd.
No,
I could just have a look at that.
You ought to be on that, you know.
I don't think we didn't take part.
No, I don't think they did.
Cascade was on, I think.
What about Primrose?
Remember.
Is she on there? She must
Primrose,
be.
Yes. Primrose Roberts.
Mrs. Garrett. Mrs. Garrett.
Yeah. Mrs. Skidmore. Mrs. Bignall. Oh, no, that's me and my dad outside the Red Lion. Sybil Harper.
Gosh, doesn't it look different?
Ooh. I don't know who that is.
Well, that looks so different.
Gladys.
Gladys.
But it does look different.
Where'd you get all these
is it
from?
The windows?
They don't. Have they changed?
The windows haven't changed, have
no.
they?
Or the door.
Hot prison cell.
Well, what is it about? Is it the fact there's no traffic?
Possibly. Well, yes, my
does look different, doesn't it?
That's Primrose Roberts and her mother. And
the I remember that.
First Mrs. Lyons.
Oh, yes.
And that's me.
Well, it says here Mrs. Somebody or other. Mrs.
Yes.
Davis.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, look at these.
Was it? I should have thought that would have been... Mrs.
That's all right.
But we should start getting excited.
George Hancock's.
Yeah.
I can't.
Used to wear a wig on Sundays.
That's right. Oh, Faberge. That's Faberge.
Ah, that's it.
Painted white. Bert Weaver. I thought that was on there.
That's what it is. Instead of the
green.
I couldn't
think what it was.
Yeah.
That's Alford.
Yes.
Mr. John, Mr. French.
Yes.
Oh, is that a Bowles thing?
Yes.
Mm. Oh, I can tell you those.
Who's that then? No, that's
Fabergo.
Who's Fabergo?
No, that's
Callow.
Well, I thought that looked like Mr. Simpson.
Callow.
Mr. Bradley, Uncle
that's
Slim.
Right.
Yes,
Mr. Baker.
Right.
Mr. Baker?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mr. Hancock.
Yeah.
Mr. Edson. That one I didn't know. Mr. Boone.
Oh, yes.
That one, I can't remember his name.
Oh, no, I'll see if I can.
Harmsworth, Robin Clark.
No, Kersey, is that Harmsworth?
Oh, that's Kit Kersey.
That's...
Who's
that
next door
yes.
to him?
I know his face.
So do I.
But I can't put a name to it.
Let me start by asking each of you, because this is going to be listened to by people who knows, well, in the future,
yeah.
And also maybe transcribe onto paper. Mm. So the first thing we need to do is to go around the table and ask each of you to identify your voice by saying, my name is so-and-so, your married name and your
yeah.
maiden name, Fush. I was born in such and such a year, and I lived in Denton, whatnot. Just put it on the table, just like that. Okay, that's how you
yeah, yeah, fine.
All right,
good.
And then perhaps I'll put a few questions to you.
Yeah, that's fine. Right? Yeah.
Okay, so.
My name is Mary Tibbetts. I was born in Deddington at the end of 1916.
I'm Marguerite Tibbetts. I was born in Deddington in the... What was the name of the place? Hang on.
In New Street.
In New Street, in 1918. Then.
I'm Josie Stevens. Born Josie West in 1927 in the Red Lion in Deddington.
You're younger than I am.
Not fair. I'm Joan Fisher, born Joan French, in Deddington at the College Farm in 1926.
Okay. Starting about yourself, what's your earliest ever recollection of Deddington? What's the earliest thing you can remember?
I think seeing Frank Gray, who was, I think he was a Liberal.
Yes, he was.
I don't know whether he actually was an MP, but he stood for Oxford City, and he walked from Banbury, what do they call those things?
Poor Law Place. Wasn't
yes,
it?
The Poor Law Place. To Oxford, and he challenged a tramp that he could walk faster than he could. And so we went in my mother's and father's room, which had a window to the main road. And I can remember that Frank Gray was just walking in front of this tramp, and that must have been in the early
1920s. How about you?
I think my earliest recollection is going to school. I really can't remember who I went with. I'm sure I didn't walk up there on my own.
No, you went with me.
And I can remember Miss Miller, who taught the infants in the tiny little room, and I can remember having a slate. And I can't remember anybody much else there. That's about me, I think.
Well, I think you've triggered me off by saying going to school, because I started school when I was three at Miss Bolton's, which was called Holcombe House School, and now is the Holcombe Hotel.
When would that be?
That would be, 1930.
Well, all right. Josie joined me at Miss Bolton's school. I must have been there around about the same age. There's not a lot in it. So there. And we were both at school together at Holcombe High. And I can remember that. And I can remember my cousin came too. He was there at the same time, Donald.
Yeah. And we used to do a lot of raffia work.
That's right, we did. We also learned to read very early.
Yes, we did. And we had little cardboard letters, which we put together and built.
Yeah.
Words.
I can't remember what we did.
Yeah.
Do you still have relatives? Other relatives?
Not now.
No. When was the last relative still here?
Last year. My aunt died aged 98 last year. Which is unfortunate. We ought to have...
Yes.
Called her.
She was a Deddingtonian.
Oh yes, born here and lived here all her life.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else with relatives still here, or most recently?
Well, Mrs. Rainbow is a cousin of ours, and of course Fred Dealey, who I think died last year, he was a cousin. The Miss Kings, who I don't know when they died, but
that was a few years ago. That.
My mother was a Deddington woman, so these were all her
relatives.
You see, our lives have always been interwoven because my father farmed, and we had horses, obviously, in the early days, and Mary and Margaret's father was the super blacksmith, so the horses went to Mr. Tibbetts.
To put that in context, where was the farm and where was the blacksmiths?
The blacksmiths is on the main road.
New Street, which is
now... It's in New Street.
Garage.
Yes, opposite. Kind of towns.
And our farm was College Farm, which is the Clifton Road end of the village. I don't remember. You know where Solar Designs is? Next door to Solar Designs, where the houses are, that was our farmyard.
It's still not called something.
Absolutely.
College Farm.
I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
That was still a yard when we came here.
Yes, we didn't sell it until 1965.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Kitchen units.
1965 we sold, I think.
Yeah. As kids, you went to school, obviously. What else could you, as you grew older, what else could you do? We're talking about before the war, Second World War. So what opportunities were there for you as 8, 9, 10 year olds coming up teenagers? How do you spend your time outside of school?
Well, we made our own fun. I mean, in the winter, we used to go skating on the pond.
Yes.
In Earl's Lane.
Yeah.
The pond isn't there anymore.
Well, that's right.
We used to go for walks across the field.
Yes, that was really our main.
Playing
in
the spinny.
Looking for birds' nests.
Yeah.
We used to go round the castle grounds, which were sort of steep, where the moat had been.
We used to...
And run up and down the paths.
And when it was snowing, we used to sledge down.
That's right. On the green. Mm. Or what's that hill called?
The pest house.
Yes,
that's right. The pest house. Sledging in...
Yes, pest house. In fact, I remember going down... This green.
Goose green. We used to sledge down.
It used to be called Goose Green, hadn't it?
It was just called.
And green, I don't know who it was, but sort of went right into the road. He must have got his toboggan to go fairly fast. He went right into the road and collided with Dr. Jones' car. So afterwards, we went to the pest house.
Wasn't there a dog? Was Mary in
trouble? I can't remember.
Well, Dennis Ryan.
I can't remember who the boy was, but he definitely collided with Dr.
Yeah, I
Jones'
remember that.
Car. And so afterwards we went to the pest house, which is up the Beverly Road.
Was?
Well, it's gone.
Oh.
Well, yes, but isn't the field still called the pest house?
Well, I mean, that was it.
Yeah, that was it, like.
Yeah,
but that building was still there when we came here.
Oh yes, there was a building. Yeah. Yes,
because my father took a sketch of it. But now, if you go there, there's just a few stones in the grass.
Yes.
So the last 20 years have been great.
Yes, because there again,
the field is wonderful.
I can remember.
Yes, it was.
My other sister, she wore a black coat for school, and I just went on the smaller run, but she went on the fast one and she ended up in the brook.
Yeah.
And she got herself so. And of course, this black coat, my mother was furious. Do you remember my mother?
Yes, I do.
And well, she made Elsie clear it up. Well, she did sort of eventually, but it was ever since her job to do all this mud that she fell in.
But you see, this is how we amused ourselves. We had to.
Yes.
We made our own amusements by walking, as I say, bird's nesting.
Cycling to the nearest mushrooming.
That's right. Up on top field, down at Clifton.
Yes.
Yes.
Into the spinny.
And
the spinny.
Yes.
It belongs to Donald. Well, Alice, he won't let anybody in there now. It's at the back of the castle grounds.
Yes, it's in what was called...
Was that the same?
It's just at the back of the little castle.
Oh.
As you go over the back behind the mound, there's a field. And just beyond that, there's a spinney.
Does that belong to him? Because it had all those ruins then, didn't it?
No, not the spinning.
Not the spinning.
Oh, not the spinning.
Because we had it.
No.
Yeah.
Mm. Before Alistair had it, it was our land.
Beautiful little spinning.
Yes, it is. Yes, it was. Yes,
and blue wells,
wasn't it? Yeah, there were snakes in there. People said there were snakes, so you really had to be careful.
Yeah, yes.
Trod.
But that made it all the more exciting.
Oh, yes. Is the fish ponds down there somewhere?
The fisheries.
It was called the fish ponds. I mean, this goes back, I don't know, to how much pre-castle time, whether there were ever fish ponds there and monks looked after them, I don't know. None of us know. But there was a stream at the bottom.
Yes.
You see, having lost all the hedges, one gets totally disorientated. But again, they were our fields. And of course, I haven't been over them since...
Since they were sold.
Since they were sold. And they've been ploughed up. I mean, they were grass.
Oh, I don't look the same now at all, do
you? No.
No. Countryside's completely changed.
That's right.
Is there one particular reason why you think it has changed? In what way do you think it's changed?
Yes, I mean, what do you mean? The landscape, or do you mean the
fields are larger? Yeah. And. And you've lost the hedgerows.
Yes, the hedgerows, that's right.
And the lanes have got overgrown.
Yeah.
I mean, we used to walk all the lanes, really. Well, some of them, you had to get up, would you, Blunden Lane?
No, I suppose you wouldn't,
Well, you can, you've been up everything.
You can.
Yes,
it's
better now than it was.
Yes, it was a little while ago, it was completely.
But presumably for children, going out on bikes was a safe thing to do.
Absolutely,
yes. And for going across the fields for miles.
Yes,
it was perfectly safe.
We never thought.
And we used to play whipping top on the main road.
Yes.
You know, so you might have picked top up as if something came by, but obviously you weren't picking it up all the time.
Nothing much came by.
So the cars were occasional.
Yes. Yes, but, you know, enough.
Yeah. Do you remember who had a first car? What was the first member of somebody having a car?
Well, I think my mother said it was Mr. Baker, Jack Baker.
I would think it might have been.
Because it was Mr. Baker or Douglas.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
He was a great
and
doctor.
Yes. And the doctor. Dr. Jones.
And of course, when the snow was on the ground or in icy weather, they always put chains on their wheels. Because they had to go out in all weathers.
Well, presumably the traffic also was more commercial vehicles than private cars, I imagine. I just guess. Tell me if otherwise was it more.
I don't know. I never thought.
I didn't think about that. But I should say you were right, really.
Yes.
And I mean, you know, people didn't go into Bambi quite so much as they do now because there used to be carriers.
And you had your shops in Deddington.
Yes, that's right.
You didn't need to.
Lots of shops.
No, yes. Deddington was very, it was self-supporting.
Let's talk about shops then. What was their name? What kind of shops?
If you go down the main road from the traffic lights,
Mr. Lewis.
Mr. Lewis, the grocer.
That was a grocer.
On the left, coming down.
Yes.
Coming
holidays.
You had holidays, the garage, on the corner of Hudson Street.
And he was an ironmonger. He had an ironmonger. Ironmonger's shop and sold petrol.
And bicycles, didn't they?
Yes.
And then you come down a bit further and there was the chemist.
There was a chemist at Coniston House.
Yes, who dispensed.
He was a dispenser too, wasn't he?
Yes.
And then remember Mr. Heath, he was there before Stockdale.
Was he?
And then just a bit farther, opposite where we live, there was do you remember Wilkins?
Mr. Runnicle.
Runnicle. Oh, yeah, yes.
Well, your great-uncle had it.
That's yes. Right. Now, what did he sell?
Everything.
Well, he sold everything.
Everything. From a nail to tack or to...
Oh, yeah. His name was Gibbs. Yes, he was.
I mean, my mother used to get all her Christmas stuff from him, because she always used to say, Father Christmas has come in today.
He sold, you know, the dolls. He
sold everything.
Household...
So his name was Gibbs, and that was Deddington.
Yes,
yeah. So, yeah.
And then he came down there a bit more.
And
just
then
Ruth Fowler, who sold lovely cakes, didn't
that's
she?
Right,
bakers, and she was a baker and sold nice cake, confectioners.
Sweet
confectioners, she sold. Yes.
Then you had Runnicles, which again was ironmongery.
Yeah, that was right.
Then you came on down
to Ruth Fowler,
to Ruth Fowler. Then down to here to the baker.
Yeah,
on the corner.
Mr. Course.
Mr. Course.
Course, that's right.
That was it, wasn't it?
That was
we
it.
Didn't go there right? anymore, did we? And then opposite, there was Polly
Dealey.
Going up from there, then.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. On the other side. On the other side.
Main Road. That's
we're coming down the main road. We're going,
yeah,
back,
we're going back up the main
that's
road.
That's that house which has been facing.
All this bridge tape doesn't know what you're talking about. I don't
know. This side of the main road.
Main road.
So the east side of New Street.
Yeah.
Yes.
Coming out from the traffic lights. Yes.
So we're now going over to the west side.
West side, yes.
We're going back up.
And she sold sweets,
groceries,
and then still continuing,
Compton's.
Compton's.
Well, Mrs. Hall sold milk.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, she didn't have a shop, though, did she? No, but she did. It was a
farm.
Farm.
Yes.
Yeah. She sold milk and... Did she have butter? Eggs,
no,
I think.
No.
And there. Then continuing up a bit, we had Compton's.
Oh, yes.
The fishmonger.
Fishmonger and fruiterer.
Yeah.
And
green,
vegetables.
Green
oh, everything.
Yes,
there,
yeah.
Grocer,
I think.
Can you identify these houses, these places in terms of what's there now? The house name, I suppose, was that too difficult?
Well,
I already did. Coniston House is the chemist.
Is that a gas station now?
Well, Huntley's is. Used to be Mr. Ronicle, the ironmonger. On the corner of Hudson Street was Holidays, the ironmongers and garage. Jack Lewis's.
Gibbs?
Gibbs were down here, you tell me.
Oh, Gibbs were.
Opposite us. Where Ronicle's?
He sold, Ronicle's went into it.
Oh, I see, so it was
yes,
Gibbs,
yeah,
and
yes,
oh,
yeah.
Because he...
Now where Hunters
yeah.
are.
Yeah.
And Fowler? Cakes?
Fowler, no, where, that just closed,
it's
didn't
it's a private
it?
House.
Private
yeah,
house,
where,
I think.
Where the Rose, Mr. and Mrs.
Oh,
Rose
yeah.
lived, that house.
Yeah.
Next to the pub?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Derry
Courtby,
no,
he was
still here
when we
came. Yeah. Oh, was he?
Yeah.
That's it, I think, going up
and then we're going up the next side.
The first one you mentioned was sweets. Somebody was all sweets.
Well, yes, and that was Mrs. Polly Dealey.
Where was that?
Uncle Charlie's wife.
Just there, over there?
Yes, over there.
On that red seat.
Yeah, okay, that's where Robin...
I don't know where he lives. Who lives in there now. But she died and it just...
Became a private house, didn't it?
Yeah.
And then there was your smithy.
Yes.
Which is where Barry is now. And that was it going on the left-hand side.
No, yeah.
Yeah, Compton's. Oh, Compton's,
yes.
That's right.
And
on
that's
the
house on the corner.
Before the archway.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know what that is now.
John Gibbs lives there now, but I don't know what it's called. It's a private house.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yes.
And
then
he was fishmonger.
Yeah, and the three horseshoes.
Then, grocery. Yes. And then there was a baker... on the corner of High Street and going down into the fields.
On the end of the grove?
Yes, on the end of the grove.
Yeah.
Who was that?
I remember that.
It was a baker.
I don't remember that.
No.
Oh, I do.
Must have closed right. before we came along.
So that's the main road. So then you, the shops into the, coming then, around to the marketplace, yes?
Oh, no, we haven't finished yet.
Oh,
well, there's Holcombe House
there,
School.
Then, yeah. Holcombe House, before it was that, it was a butcher's
shop. That's right.
Yes, a butcher's shop.
Yeah.
You're right.
But, called Bolton, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Then that's it, I think,
that's
isn't
it?
Up
yeah.
to there.
Then you come
then
around
coming around the marketplace.
Yes.
Along the horse fair. There was nothing along the horse fair.
No.
No.
So you come into the marketplace.
There was Miss French.
Miss French, the which is now Clydesdale.
Yes,
the sweet shop.
Sold sweets.
Please note there were lots of sweet shops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there was coming along that straight bit, then there was
Wells, the draper.
What was how you oh no, there were the bakers but then
well,
wasn't
there was
oh, yes.
yes.
The bakers.
Who was it before
yeah,
Wallace?
It was Freeman.
Yeah, Dodwell's.
Oh, yes.
Dodwell's.
That's right. Hairdresser.
So this is where...
Oh, no, Dodwell's. First of all, it was Dodwell's.
Yeah,
the
Dodwell's.
Yes, just bank. After the sweet shop, it was...
after the Red Lion.
Dodwell's, who were bakers.
And then it was Freeman.
The And then on the opposite side of the
room. Oh, well, we're still on that little bit that goes down. Then it was Freeman, who was a man's hairdresser, and he had a thing outside.
And a watchmender, clockmender.
And then it was.
And Haywood.
But Haywood, yeah, he followed Freeman, Haywood didn't
followed
he?
Followed Freeman.
And then we go on to Wells.
To Wells, who was a draper.
Furniture as well, he sold that too, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yes. And then we come down, I suppose you weren't there then, were you?
And then.
My father had the shop on the corner,
Yes, but before that it was Wells. Before
it was Wells
Furniture.
It was
his, furniture and. Well, that sort of thing. Yeah.
Followed by you, wasn't it?
My father and mother, yes.
The old Dexter side. In Norman's house.
Yeah.
Yes, but before that it was Cheney, wasn't it? The men's outfitter. Before Wells took it over. I can't remember Cheney's, but they were there.
And of course there was a place where, in the ballroom, wasn't there? There was a big sort of draper's
emporium place. Place, yeah.
Gladys can
That's right.
Let's go back to that corner. You said where Dexter's used to be.
Yeah.
Then across the road from that where now Bluebell's Flower Shop is and now Russell Antiques.
That was a private house. Mrs. Bassett lived there, didn't
she? Right. Yeah.
Not a shop.
No. Oh, yeah, I know. There.
That's where they are. Yeah. Was down there. Mm-hmm.
Bottom bit of the marketplace.
Have the post office.
You're going along by
from where Russell Antiques now is.
Yeah, there was nothing along that side. Oh,
yeah, so yes, Mrs. Bassett lived there.
Yeah,
and there was no shop.
No.
And then on the opposite side of the road there was Gardner, a saddler.
We're going up now, aren't we?
No, we're going the marketplace, and we've crossed over. Yes, to where Mrs. Bassett lived, and then we're coming down. And we're crossing the road, and there was a saddler
where the gardeners used to live.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, Meg Gardner and. As children,
they lived there, and there was a saddler.
And a Mr. Checkley,
that's right.
Sort of worked it for him. I don't think that.
That was on the corner.
Yes, it was on the corner.
On the sort of pinch point.
Mm. And they come in.
Where Frank Shaw's house has just been
sold. I don't know who lives there now.
And then coming along there, then we had the co-op, and we were there.
Yes. Tucker Stores.
Yes, and then going along a bit more, there was Tucker Stores.
Which sold what in those days?
Oh, it was a high-class grocery. Very high-class grocery. And wine.
But we remember Tucker's when Canal had it.
Yeah, well, he carried on the tradition very much of the way Mr.
Was it actually a Tucker?
Yes, it was Mr. Boone.
It was Mr. Tucker originally, and the post office used to be there.
Yes, the post office was there too.
And then,
Mr. Boone took it over. That's right.
And then
from the Tuckers.
Yes, then on a bit, which is where the post office was when we left Geddington.
Was
a news agent called Wetton.
Yeah.
That was it then.
That's the marketplace. Then going down past where we said the saddler's was into Chapel Square, you had the butcher on the bend, which was Mr. Hopcroft.
Yeah.
Mr. Hopcroft, as opposed to Mr. Hopcroft, the builder.
That's right.
Yeah. Hopcroft was the butcher on the corner there.
Yes.
Before where Centre Point now is there.
Yes. That's right. Yeah. There's a sort of garage there, the double doors. That was the butcher. Then just beyond there, where Centre Point is, was
Mr.
another
Weaver.
Grocer's.
Mr. Weaver's.
What day do we know?
20s, 30s,
yes.
So most of the shops you've been describing now were pre-war.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes, definitely. Yes.
Yes.
Anything else in Chapel Square?
No, not in Chapel Square.
No.
And that was it.
No, there's one more little shop in Folker Street.
Yes.
Ooh, well, no, it was Mr. Jolly the tailor.
Oh, well,
he was in Hudson's Lane.
Hudson's Lane.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, we had two tailors, didn't we?
Yes. What was the other one?
Mr. Jolly.
And Mr. Valentine.
And Mr. Valentine.
Yes, that's right.
One of them was down Folker Street, surely.
Yes.
Yeah, that was Mr. Valentine.
Ah.
But there was a funny little shop in Folker Street towards the bottom.
Yes, and that was...
sweet shop.
That was kept by Miss Bliss.
Miss Bliss. Oh, yes. Miss Bliss kept a little grocery shop, I think.
This little...
grocery shop.
Sweet shop and grocery.
Tiny little shop, that must have been, mustn't it?
And next door to our farmhouse
was
Mrs. Saunders.
That's right.
Another sweet shop.
And sold lovely ice cream, didn't she?
And she had nice little... Woodbine dispenser outside. I think it was 2p for 5.
Yes.
Jean and I used to put out 2p and when it was nobody looking and sneak off down the fields.
Oh, how old were you then, Jane?
10.
You beat me because I didn't start till I was 12.
All these sweet shops, did they make their own sweets?
No. She made her ice cream, Mrs. Sartre, didn't she?
Yes.
What kind of sweets did you
They have? Were in big jars.
You could have all... They sold all sorts of sweets.
Yes, they sold boxes of chocolates as well, didn't they?
And they sold gobstoppers, and you could take them out of your mouth and
see the colour change.
See the colour change.
And they used to make their own paper bag in a carriage
case. Oh, that's right. Yes, they did. Yeah. And if you were unlucky, the tone came undone.
Did you ever use buses to go to town?
Yes.
How old were you when you first went on a bus? On your own?
I would be quite
tall. I was always travel sick. I could never get further than Adderbury without being sick, so... So I was hopeless.
I would say I was about 10 when I first went.
When I was a child, Mr. Kersey was the landlord of the...
Unicorn.
The Unicorn. And he had, I should think, one of the early buses. Now, I don't remember whether he went into Banbury, but yes, you could definitely hire it out.
Oh, but Mary used to go into Banbury and they'd come like round Eddington. And Dad used to send us up the stop to wait and see this bus come and then he'd run up. And the Oxford bus. We used to have to do that for him.
I went to school when I was 10 into Banbury.
So when you went to Banbury?
Yeah, I went to Banbury County School.
Yeah,
when I was 10. On the bus, yes.
Yes, because you didn't come on to Miss Ivan's
school,
did you?
No, I didn't. I went on to Banbury County School.
I went on
to another little school. Did you pass a scholarship? Were you paid?
I was paid,
yeah. Were you in Form 1? Did you start from Form 1?
I think I started, yes.
Yes,
I
wasn't
down. If you didn't pass a scholarship, it was £4.18 a term.
Yes.
A term,
yes.
Yeah.
Still quite a lot of money, how
much? Well, I suppose it was.
Yes, because men paid it.
So was the Holcombe House Hotel, as you call it, was that the village infant school?
No.
No, that's the village infant
school. The one at the top of the
was
plane.
The one on the Banbury Road.
Yeah.
That's where I went.
My mother went to that school.
Was a private.
Yeah.
Yes.
There were two little private schools in the village. There was, first of all, there was the Holcombe one. Then that closed. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Miss Bolton gave up, didn't she?
Yeah.
Gladys.
Yes.
And Miss Ivans opened what was very grandly called Stoneleigh Prep School, which is next door to Fuller's Farm, the building where the Problem families live now.
Didn't she start off in...
Which is where I went.
In one of the top
after
rooms.
After I left.
She started off in
one of the top rooms above Stockdale's.
Yeah. Mm.
She must have had
it. She tried it there, I suppose, before she got...
Yes, and then she moved to...
Because I can just remember going to...
Yeah. You were still at Bolton's then.
Yeah. So I went straight on to Miss Ivans.
Yes.
Until I left at what, 10, I suppose? No, 11. Mm. That's when I went to the high at Oxford.
Joan, when did you leave the village?
Basically, I was at school in Oxford from... 1939. Then I was back in the village while my mother was ill during the war. Then I left again in about 19... when I went to Paris in 1945. And that was basically the end of me, as far as the village is concerned, apart from coming down to see my parents.
So on those visits, and then when you came back, you must have been struck by changes because you've been away. What sort of changes hit you most?
No, in those days. I never, ever noticed them. They happened very gradually. They never impinged on me at all, because I was focused on coming back to the family and getting back my other life again. So I never really thought. It's only since I came back to live here 10 years ago that I've thought back.
Yeah. I don't think it changed as much as all that. The only change I can remember was the council houses being built. But I mean, you didn't have many infills or anything like that.
Yeah.
Were there, looking back at the village as you remember it, as you have done today,
yeah,
are there regrets, things you'd rather had not happened, rather would have liked to see happen?
Very mixed. I mean, I think, when I think of the cottages in the village before the war, the thatch that was falling in and the one up and one down and your privy outside, well, as we had, because there was no water in the village until 1934 or 35, before we even had water laid on in the village. So we all had outside privies. That sort of thing, you cannot but be pleased to see go. All I'm sorry is that, as often happens with villages, village people are thrown out because the housing gets too expensive for them. And with Deddington, it's unfortunate in having the main road, so you've got a division there. The only other regret I've got are the large estates that have been built without any regard to village architecture or anything else.
Mm. On the other hand, though, Joan, they're not actually in Deddington.
No, but you look at the church.
Yeah.
From wherever you come, from Dean Hill, from Banbury.
Yeah.
And you look across at Deddington Church, and your eye is taken by that awful mess up the Hempton Road. It stands out at you, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. It does.
Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking
suppose the other thing is lucky, really, that the estates
are not in the village itself. Yes.
When you think there were about 9 working farms here.
I mean, I think it's completely different to what it was, because when we were young, it was farmers, tradespeople, doctors, and labourers, really, farm labourers.
And we knew everyone.
And everyone knew us.
Yes. In those days.
I mean, you could always walk up if you felt a bit lonely, and just walk up, you know, to meet everybody you knew.
And everybody on their doorstep on a nice sunny evening.
Oh, yeah.
Me doing it now.
We don't get the sunny evenings.
No.
I'm sorry to have to leave this, because it's been... Is it working out all right, do you think, Colin?
Yes. Fine.
And that was the first part of a conversation with Joan Fisher. More next time on Deddington Discussions.